now fully recognized as noncombatants. Seventh-day Adventists were now assured of the acceptance by the United States government of their status as noncombatants. It would take some time to determine just how things would work out at local levels. In the meantime, church leaders hastened to prepare documents that a drafted man could employ in demonstrating his eligibility for noncombatant status. This was done in two pamphlets, one of 27 pages entitled Compilation of Extracts from the Publications of Seventh-day Adventists setting forth their view of the sinfulness of war, referred to in the annexed affidavits. The other was a pamphlet of 19 pages titled The Views of Seventh-day Adventists Relative to Bearing Arms, as brought before the governors of several states and the provost marshal general with a portion of the enrollment law. Both came from the press very early in 1865. Armed with these documents, a draftee still had the choice of paying the $300 commutation money or entering the service, with his conscientious scruples recognized and provided for. Two reports in the review subsequently indicate that on the local level, recognition of the claims of Adventist men was difficult to secure. The machinery was just beginning to come into use when in April, 1865, the war was suddenly concluded. Seventh-day Adventists, in harmony with an appeal from the General Conference Committee, observed Sabbath, August 27, 1864, as a day of fasting and prayer. Three points of concern were named in a brief article titled Spare Thy People, Lord. 1. The existing war, which threatens to very much retard the progress of the third angel's message. 2. The condition of American slaves. 3. That God will direct His people to act wisely and humbly in reference to the draft, and overrule impending events to their good and His glory. Ibid, August 9, 1864. On October 20, the President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, proclaimed the last Thursday in November next, as a day of thanksgiving and prayer to Almighty God, the beneficent Creator and Ruler of the universe. It was a day for humility and pleading with God for peace, union, and harmony throughout the land. Ibid, November 8, 1864. On January 24, 1865, there appeared in the review a contributor's note titled The New Call for Men. It opened with the words, "The President of the United States has issued another call for 300,000 volunteers to fill up the ranks in our armies." The writer pointed out that most of this need would probably be supplied by a draft, and this would take not a few Seventh-day Adventists. James White wearily commented, "If this war continues, God only knows what it will do for even noncombatants. Unless heaven interposes, they may not always be treated with that respect and mercy which they now receive." Ibid, January 24, 1865.